Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shayo.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shayo.
And of course, this is a place where we believe that all couples out there have a chance to live their best marriage. Not what someone thinks should be their best marriage, but what they want to be their best relationship. So we just want to be a source of encouragement.
Yes.
And we hope to inspire everybody out there because we also have problems. We're real people. We're just human. We make mistakes. But we've been together for 13 years. And
yes,
we have 4 children. So we are just here to say that it is possible to make it through the storm. And it is possible for things to get better. And we just want to encourage you. So.
Oh, yes. To live your best marriage. And you can always find us on Twitter. I'm at Pesa Shayo. And my wife is at Whitney Shayo. And we can always find us on Facebook, which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage. And you can always find us on the blog, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com. And in today's topic, Whitney had some 4 points which she wants to share with us.
Yes.
4 steps to having a great and better marriage. So what are the steps, Whitney?
So, well, you know, the reason why I wanted to share this is this is actually one of the posts on our blog that has gotten the most shares. And so, and these are all things that you can do starting anytime. They're just steps that you can take. So the first one is do a weekly date night.
So do a weekly date night.
Yes.
And just by me doing a weekly date night, you're telling me that I will have a better marriage?
So I will. We can actually, we have a great testimonial that we can give to date night. We've been doing that consistently since 2012.
Yes.
Before that, we would just go out once in a while.
When time allowed it.
Just, yeah.
Yes.
Just when we felt like it.
Well, we needed it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, we would go to a movie or just a restaurant, just random things. It was never consistent. And then when we did decide to start going out once a week, and I mean every single week, no matter what.
And I tell you, sometimes it feels like it's already date night again.
We used to, yeah. And in the beginning, it was so funny because we would get in the car, drop our kids off at my parents' house, and then sit in a parking lot somewhere and argue.
And I mean,
about where we should eat or what we should do.
And we might sound like, oh yeah, we've been doing date nights for so many years, whatever. But I remember those days where we would sit in the car and like, I want to go here, she wants to go here. And it's like this huge argument. And sometimes it's this huge, let's just go home, I don't want to do this. But we right now it's funny. But I remember, so if you are starting out your date night, I'm not gonna promise you that it's not gonna, that it's gonna be smooth sailing. Those, we went through a lot of times where it was crazy, and
yeah,
literally we had to be so mechanical and just say, we will make this happen. And I was one of them. I was one of them who was like, we already taken the kids to my in-laws, and we just have to do it. And
yeah,
it felt like we're just going through the motions. So I feel like it's at that time, it was that whole process of moving from not doing date nights, just not being okay with this whole process, to being broken in to the date night thing.
Yeah.
And then now it's much easier.
It, yeah, now it's just part of the schedule.
Yes, it's much
easier. Really, now it's, it might sound mechanical in a way.
Yes.
Because it's just such a huge part of our routine. I mean, on that day, at that time,
every Wednesday,
all of the kids get ready, we get ready, and then we just know we will do something.
Yes.
I mean, we might not have, for the last 2 years, we had a really, really, really planned out routine that we did, But, and then recently we've kind of changed it a little bit, mm-hmm. which is nice because I like the variety. Yes. I like to do different things. Yes. And so we might not know exactly where we're going to go before we leave the house, but we just know we're going to have date night.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why it helps so much is just it's nice to have a break from work. It's nice to have a break from the kids. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have a conversation.
Away from the kids.
With my husband. Yeah, just...
Away from the kids. And just knowing that there's that moment in your week where you'll have a pause. Now, in every family is different, so you will have to decide when to have yours. You might have it once a week. Sometimes we recommend once a week.
Yeah.
Some people, I know some couples in our church who do it once a month. I know some couples who do it every 2 weeks. Yeah. Again, we recommend once a week because I know how much work went into it. But looking back, I'm glad we did it. But I'm just here to tell you that the first few times it might feel like it's more work than what you're getting out of it.
Right.
Just push through that time. Just make it work.
Yeah.
And then you'll start having the fruits later.
Yep. Like, oh, absolutely.
Like you're feeling more connected. The kids, it will get to a point that even the kids are expecting that date night is going to be on a certain day, so they know where they're going to be, if they're going to be with the babysitter, if they're going to be with your in-laws. They already expect it. So that is another extra boost to make you guys have your date night.
Yeah, absolutely. And my favorite activities that we do in the winter for date night, when we go to the gym and work out together, that's one of my favorites, because in the winter I don't seem to be able to get out of the house very much. And then in the summer, what we've been doing recently is, even if we just go for a walk through the park, I absolutely love it. I love that even more than going to a restaurant. I love it more than going to a movie. It's just so relaxing to me.
Because when you're starting out, you'll do the whole movie, the whole dressing up and going for restaurants. But after a while, you might want to switch things up. So that's what we go to.
Yeah.
Sometimes we walk out of the gym. Sometimes we go and get the food and eat it at a park, at a park bench. Sometimes we just go and take pictures.
Yes.
Just basically do, maybe you can take a class together. You can take a class maybe once a week as a couple.
Yeah.
And you can call that a date night. But basically, you're literally taking yourself out of taking care of kids and back to a situation where you're just you and your wife, or you and your husband are together, just both of you just talking about your own stuff. Yeah. Just like the way things were before. Kids and jobs and picking up kids and soccer games and tutoring and diaper changes, all these things came in and crowded your attention, so you don't even see each other.
I have nothing but good things to say about date night, because it's just very relaxing for me. It helps me chill out a little bit.
So, and for husband who out there, sometimes we might be waiting for the wife to take initiative in this, but I'm here to tell you that I've been like really helping out in this date night thing, and you can start like date night in your family and say, hey, we every Wednesday or every Friday or whatever, we'll go for a date night. You can make it as elaborate as you want or as informal as you want, but just go back to your woman, to your wife, and have a situation where both, just you and her, are spending time, 2 hours, 3 hours, every Friday or every Wednesday or every Thursday. It's something that you're looking forward to have.
It's nice to look forward to it.
Yes. So, every week, I recommend that.
Yes. So the second thing is send text messages to your spouse. And the reason why this is so huge is because on a typical day, a normal text message for us might be like, did you remember to buy diapers? Or
Did you pick up the kids?
Yeah, did you pick up the kids?
Did you?
We need formula. Yeah. We need this. Or I'm going to this appointment at this time. So
it's more transactional.
So for text your spouse to be tip number two, we're definitely not talking about those. We're talking about send the I love you, send I miss you.
Send the moi.
Send the moi, whatever.
Send the I was thinking about you.
And
I saw this and I thought about you. Oh, yeah. Allah, I saw you this morning.
Yes.
And I love how you got dressed.
Or send a selfie. Just those types of things. Make it as fun, make it as playful, make it as loving as you possibly can, because those are really great ways to stay connected. Because this whole thing about technology, it can either get in the way, or it can help you build your connection.
You can just use it as one more touch point to bring you closer to your wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, I mean, people from work don't hesitate. If they want to send me a message, they send me a message.
Yes.
People from whatever, I mean, they have no issue establishing that connection with me. So my husband definitely needs to also be one of those people who are reaching out to me throughout the day. And so, and also it's the other way around. I also need to be sending him things like that. And so,
you had brought up another nice point that when folks are dating and just getting closer to make it official on Facebook that they are together, you say that there was a research done where you could see when people are liking each other and they are like getting closer and closer to each other before they make that official on Facebook, we are together. There's a rise in the amount of engagement between each other's posts. They are sending more posts to each other on Facebook, more messengers. They are talking to each other more on Facebook Messenger, and they are actually engaging each other's posts more.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more liking, there's more clicking, and things like that. But that goes on until the point when they make it official on Facebook that they are together. And then, according to the study, after that, things go down. So it seems like once we are together, the amount of engagement electronically start to reduce.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
So if we can just use the same channels that brought us together,
because
when you are looking, you are trying to date somebody, you are really replying to their messages, liking all their status updates, just all up in their
paying attention.
A lot of attention to them.
Yeah.
If we can just continue doing that, actually, with that, actually keeps the relationship hopping new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So those are just really, really, really easy ways to stay connected, because most of us probably have our phone with us
all the time.
All the time, anyway.
Yes.
So don't hesitate to go ahead and
text your spouse. Yeah.
Send I love you. Send emoji with a kissy face, whatever, hearts, all of the hearts. And I like to take a picture of something funny that the kids are doing and then send it to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I love that. That's one of my favorite things.
I wish you'd send more pictures of you.
Yeah, I should be sending selfies and things like that. So.
Yes.
Anyway, tip number...
Is there something that you wish I could do more? I could send more?
You've always been really, really good about sending I love you texts and stuff like that. And miss you. So, I don't know. Now we're together most of the day.
But that does not mean we should slow down on that.
Yeah, we should still do that. Actually, I think, you know what, now that you asked, mm-hmm. thank you for asking. I think you should post on Facebook more and tag me.
Okay.
Really, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to. You need to say, like, I love my beautiful wife. My wife is so amazing. Those types of things.
And share it to the public? Yes. Or just share it to just me and you?
Nope. The whole world.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, thank you for that bringing that up. Because I thought about that a few days ago, and then I forgot about it. So, mm-hmm. tip number three is complete a project together.
Okay.
So, as weird as this might sound, it actually can bring a couple really, really close together. Because if you think about all the things that you do for your job or for your business or those types of things that you do in your hobby, you are completing tasks, but if it's at work, you're completing a lot of tasks with coworkers.
Yes.
And you guys are completing projects together.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So why don't we do that with the person that we're married to?
So that, is this like going to Home Depot together?
So it can, whatever your thing is, whatever.
If you're fixing cars.
Yeah, if you're fixing a car, if you're painting your house, if you are taking a class, to get some type of a class
yeah.
where at the end of it, you guys will have this thing that you made or whatever. I think that that is such a great way to establish a connection, because even if you take a dance class and neither one of you know how to dance.
Yes.
But by the end of that class, you guys know
how to dance.
You know how to do samba or what?
Two-step. Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Dance, yes. Whatever it is.
Hip-hop, yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
So I just think that that's a really, really great feeling when you know that you accomplished something right there with your spouse.
Oh.
Both of you worked on it together. I just think that's such a great, great achievement and something that you guys can really cherish, because whether it's... a great friend of mine remodeled a bathroom with her husband.
Okay.
And so she is just so... She's still... That was like 2 years ago, but she gave me a tour of her house and she's still excited about it. She
oh, wow.
just, I mean, she is so happy that she did all the painting and he did the tiles and everything. So
yeah.
When I realized that people at work are constantly doing projects together.
Yes.
Well, why don't,
because that's pretty much work.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why don't we go ahead and do that with the person we're married to? Like,
it's a no-brainer.
Why not?
Yeah,
why not? Just something extra that you can do. And then tip number four is show appreciation.
So there's no, like, have more sex together?
I just thought that would be a given.
Okay. So. I was waiting for that.
You're just going to keep waiting. So show
appreciation. So you are advocating less or more?
I always advocate as much as possible.
Okay.
So, showing appreciation.
I just like to make her blush.
Is one of those things,
right?
That, yeah.
Right?
It might be easier said than done.
What is it?
Showing appreciation.
Not to having more sex.
So, what is something they can do to let their spouse know that they appreciate them?
Just by saying thank you.
Saying thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way. What about leaving a note?
Oh, yes. Leaving
says,
a note, yeah.
Yeah.
So is that like in grade school when the parent would leave a note in your lunchbox, lunch pail, and say, hey, Winnie, I love you. Something like that. So you do that to your spouse. So if they're going to work, just leave a note.
Sure. So if you leave in the morning before them, just leave a note on the countertop just saying thanks for being here. And I actually did not come up with that idea. When Pesa and I were young, when we first moved in together, he wrote a note and said, thanks for being here. And actually, that really meant a lot because I had just moved all the way from Kansas to Massachusetts to be with him. Yes. So when he left this little note that said, thanks for being here. I just thought that was so awesome because I felt like
he was
showing appreciation for the effort that I made to just move there, but also just, I just felt like, okay, he's happy to have me.
Yes, basically. I was, and I'm still happy to have you.
Yes.
I'm still happy to have you.
So I really love that. I think the thanks for being here is my favorite tip for showing appreciation. Because if you think about it, if you just think about how valuable your spouse is and how much they mean to you and just how awesome they are as a person, and you think, you know what, they actually could be somewhere else.
Doing something else
right
now. And God forbid with somebody else.
With someone else. There you go.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be terrible? So when we stop and think about that, I think that's a really huge reminder, like, okay, wow, I really need to let them know how grateful I am just to have them here with me.
Yes.
So, and how lucky
I am to have them.
Yeah, that I get to be the one who spends time with. Yes. So, yes, absolutely. And the Harvard psychologist, William James,
mm-hmm.
said that the deepest human need is to feel appreciated.
Yes.
So this is actually something major. This is not just a little thing that I think mm-hmm. matters. This is really, I mean, if you let them know how much you appreciate having them there, then you're actually meeting
a huge emotional need for them.
Yes.
And it seems like we like to associate ourselves with people who we feel like are actually helping with our emotional needs. So if you feel like someone is actually not filling you up, they're not like really helping in terms of like they're draining you instead of filling you up,
mm-hmm.
you might not be that friendly to them. There's a feeling like, yeah, man, I feel robbed every time I spend time with them. So if you, as a spouse, you are actually looking into this and actually help take care of their most emotional needs.
Yes.
That you'll actually be building a better bond.
Absolutely. And I think we all know someone who does that. I think we all know a person who is extremely negative. And mm-hmm. every time you talk to them, you really do feel like you've been robbed emotionally. You're just like, oh my gosh.
I just don't want to deal with that.
Like, how can they just go around being that pessimistic?
Because it feels like they're throwing bombs every time you talk to them. Yeah.
So, because you can be having like this great day, great attitude, and then they introduce something to you and you're just like, okay, really? That just took my mood down like... like 10 points.
Yeah.
So we all know those kind of people.
And we also know those ones who like...
Yes.
Once we talk to them, they appreciate you so much that you feel like you have more energy to proceed. It's like, oh my goodness, this person is really building me up. It's like, wow, I have more energy to move on now.
So in a marriage, if you can be that person who...
Is a cheerleader
who is not negative, and you're able to meet those emotional needs, particularly the need of just feeling appreciated.
Yes.
Then, so just as a recap, our four steps to a better marriage. One was weekly date night.
Yes.
Two was text your spouse. Three, complete a project together. And four, show appreciation.
Always show appreciation to your spouse and have more.
Yeah, his tip was...
Yes.
Have...
the tip that making you blush.
I'm just not going there right now.
Why is that?
I'm just not.
Okay.
So... So anyway, we just hope.
See, I believe in helping couples like come together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we honestly just hope that you guys can take some of these tips and use them to your advantage. Also, if you have other tips that you want to let us know about that have worked for you, please go ahead and you can post it in the comments. You can, as we mentioned earlier, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
So, and we do this podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we are super excited to have you listening and or watching, either way. And we'll be back in a few days.
Bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.